Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, I've got my little handy, you know, we did National Spiral Ham Day yesterday, and we really enjoyed Philip Berger as he came in and represented Berger Smokehouse, and we talked about spiral hams and talked about the smokehouse and their family heritage there from his grandfather to the fourth generations now that are working there. But, you know, I have this little handy-dandy calendar that gives me all these special holidays that are coming up. And today, which is the 16th of April, is Mushroom Day, National Eggs Benedict Day. Now you know what you're going to have for supper, right? National Librarian Day, National Stress Awareness Day, and Save the Elephant Day. Well, I'd save an elephant, but I don't have an elephant to save. But anyway, those are what's on the agenda for today. So I don't know if you've watched the news lately, if you really do watch the news or listen to it, or if you just are sick and tired of hearing it, just sick and tired of it all. Well, we watched yesterday as Notre Dame, the cathedral, burned. Over 850 years of history and artisan work, gone. They talk about rebuilding, but so many mentioned in the news last night that no longer in this world do we have such talented artists and architectural artistic geniuses. We don't have those in the world today. Kind of wonder why, don't you? Regardless of what will be, it is sad. Of all the artifacts and the history and the beauty that is now gone. Even the stained glass windows there. As I listen to the reporting on that, and I listen to the political news, you know me, I got to put them together, I couldn't help but think about what is missing. Artwork such as the ancient or the old buildings of detail and exquisite beauty took patience and a fine eye to details, stunning and intricate woodworking, as well as other things that they have in these old buildings. Patience for the work as it's being done. Integrity in the work as it's a finished product, and you're proud of it, and you stand back, and you're okay to put your name to that. We take so many shortcuts in today's world, in our lives. Whether it's in our buildings, our art, our culture, our classical era is not taught as something to seek, or the classics, or to enjoy. From grandeur, architecture, to paintings on the wall, to literature, to language, to music, we just don't seem to appreciate things as we should these days. We lost a great deal in our microwave lives, ram, slam, and jam as they frame up a house. Finding number one lumber is next to impossible. And this is, unfortunately, has seeped into our personal lives as well, into our personalities, maybe we should say. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? We might see the hypocrisy of others and the lack of integrity in others' work or lives, but do we see it on our own? Integrity for things like our word, our work, our relationships, our families, our faith, they seem to be lacking quite a bit. They take a back burner in our lives. They take a back burner to me, to our own wants. Hypocrisy seems to be abounding greatly, though. We want what we want when we want it. And when it comes to someone else's wants or needs, well, we lack that heart of compassion to care to understand about their wants. I'm thinking about this in a social way as far as what we're seeing in today's politics with the social programs and such. So what does it mean where you are today? The what, when, where's, and how's? Or does it matter if it's not there where you are? If it's not happening there? Do we turn our heads when it doesn't concern us directly? We now have a lack of integrity and an abundance of hypocrisy. We see it in the politics. We see it in our own lives. We see it in our communities. We see it all around. Maybe if we're made aware of this in our own lives, we can see that forest and those trees. It was saddening to watch that architectural, the Notre Dame Cathedral, burn yesterday. History gone. But it saddened me when they talked about what was going on and how to rebuild it, and it could never be as intricate and beautiful as it was. That kind of artist work, architectural work, is gone. We don't have those in this world today. And that was kind of sad to think about. I've got a husband that does construction. He does beautiful work. He doesn't do anything like a big, huge cathedral. He does take integrity in his job. But I've heard him talk about the lumber, how it's graded, and it's not what it used to be. Everything's fast. We're in a microwave world. It's got to be done fast, done quickly. It doesn't have to be great. Even with cooking. That's why gourmet cooks are so rare, I guess. They do exist today, but we take shortcuts. And then we expect it to be great. And one example in cooking of shortcuts is just buying the meatballs already made. They're frozen. All you got to do is put your sauce or whatever it is you want and do it. Instead of taking the time to buy the fresh hamburger and make your own meatballs, put your personal touch to it. We live in a microwave world. It's got to be fast, convenient. And that's not totally bad. But it is when we're talking about integrity. It is when we're talking about equality. And the hypocrisy in what they call equality these days, I want to bring to you. I'm going to share an article with you that's called The Equality Act is about coercion. And I want you to stop and think about all the things that you see around you and all the things in history, even to this day, in this nation. And, you know, we talk about the dark days and the things that we have gone through, and they exist. There's no denying them. Whether it's because of the slaveries that we had, or the lack of concern for different genders. And some of it wasn't necessarily on purpose. That doesn't make it right. But we've come a long way, and now we're going backwards with stupidity. I don't know how else to put it. So when we talk about an Equality Act that tries to go beyond what anybody would think of as equality, it removes the rights of others that have fought so long and hard for equality, to be recognized. They've always been equal. God made everyone equal. But to be perceived that way. So we're going to share this when we come back, and we're going to talk about the hypocrisy and the integrity of life today in this nation, and how crazy it's become. How can we back up that truck? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We're going to talk about the Equality Act when we return. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are going to go to the phone lines. We have Joe from Arkansas, our artist that listens. And when I was writing my monologue, Joe, I had you on my mind. So what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Hello. Is this CSC Talk Radio?
You got me. How you doing, Joe?
No, you've got the...
Okay. We've got the wrong person? Oh, we got Joe. Okay, Joe, are you there? I think we're having some problems. We don't have Joe. All right. He hung up. Okay, Joe, call us back. I think we have a little confusion there on the phone line. I want to share this, the Equality Act, because they've gone so far to try to do something for everyone that they're being, I don't know how else to put it other than stupid. I don't know how else to put it. It lacks integrity. It lacks stopping and thinking about what they're doing to others. It's more federal control, for one thing. You know, you can't control everything. You can't fix everything. So, in this Equality Act, it's about actually removing equality from many. We've got Joe back on the line. I want to go back to Joe. Joe, how are you doing today? Are you there, Joe? All right, we're just having some problems here. All right, I'm going to go on with this, and let me know when we've got Joe, okay? It says the Equality Act is about coercion. And it is. It's almost like you see these folks in the politics, in the political arena, and it's like they want to please everyone, almost please everyone. And in doing that, you can't be equal to everyone. Now, that maybe you think that doesn't make sense. But if you have a house full of children, which I did, and one is sick, the others are fine, they're not sick, and you're giving the one this medication, and he thinks it tastes really good, that would be unusual, but they did like the bubblegum medicine. And they all line up and say, well, we want some. It's not fair that he's getting it and I'm not. Well, you're not sick. So how can you possibly get that? So, we're having equality issues if one is sick and the others are not. But they all want the same medicine. And you want to be fair, so you give the medicine to all of them. Well, you're not being just. That's not treating them truly in an equal way. It's being kind of stupid, actually. We're going to go to Joe. Joe, when I was writing my monologue this morning, I was thinking about you, my artist friend. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I wanted to comment on the issue of whether we have artists and architects that can do things like the Notre Dame Cathedral and the artwork in it anymore.
All right.
I think we do. I think it's just, you know, not appreciated in as much as it was before, and people aren't as interested as much in it as before. But, okay, I get a number of art magazines, you know, that show the work of contemporary artists, like The Art of the West is one really good magazine.
Yes,
another one is International Artists, and there's some other too. But I think that some of the best painting ever being done is being done now. It's just that there's not all that many people interested in it. You know, people just aren't interested in painting all that much anymore. You know, they're more interested in things like videos and movies and, you know, other art forms that are more, you know, technologically sophisticated and so on like that. But especially if you look at the Art of the West magazine, you know, I think, you know, the paintings that they show there are just absolutely fabulous. You know, I think they're some of the best paintings ever done by anybody. And so I think those artists that can do things like, you know, anything that's good, anything as good as what was in the Notre Dame Cathedral. I think there's plenty of artists out there now that can do things like that. It's just that there isn't as much interest in that particular art form now as there used to be, you know, because it's been kind of superseded by more state-of-the-art, you know, computer-generated video productions and all this kind of stuff. So that's one thing I want to say about that. And if you look at the Western Horseman magazine, which I also get, there's some amazing work done there on saddles and smithing.
Oh, the leather
and other kinds
beautiful.
Of cowboy art.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those saddles are just, you know, the leather work, the intricate carving and the leather work on those saddles is absolutely amazing and it's absolutely beautiful. You know, I think some of the best, finest design work ever done, except again, you know, there's not all that, you know, it's just considered a minor cowboy art, you know, of interest only to a few people. And it's not considered some fine art form by the sophisticated people of the world, you know, so not many people know about that thing. But if there's people that are doing, capable of doing that kind of amazingly intricate, wonderful, beautiful carving work on the leather of saddles, then I'm sure there's people capable of designing great buildings like Notre Dame.
But, and, you know,
for some reason, the people with money, the people that could pay for them to make buildings like Notre Dame, you know, want to put their money into other things rather than hiring them to do great buildings like that.
Well, a lot of it has to do with what people like today. You don't see the fancy work. They used to call it the gingerbread work on the houses that they used to do with all the fancy cutout wood. But I agree with you. I think there's still people exist that can do that. I was really discouraged when they were saying that. I'm thinking, there's people here. Whether they will put it, obviously it won't get done the way it was, more than likely. But, I agree with you. I think that artwork is still out there. But there are a lot of things that have not been passed down. A lot of art, a lot of talents that have not been passed down through the generations that are becoming less, they're not here, and as you said, less appreciated. People just don't appreciate the finer things in life anymore. So appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Can I say something else about that?
You sure can.
Yeah, yeah. Something else is the art schools. You know, I've seen this kind of thing in the art schools.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of students will go to the universities because they're interested in art and they want to take the classes in fine art and so on like that. And what I've seen is, okay, I think an awful lot of the professors, they discourage the students from doing things as good as they could. You know, like I once spent some time in Pueblo, Colorado, and I met this woman there, a young woman that was going to the University of Southern Colorado, and she showed me some of her drawings. You know, she was interested in being an artist, and she did just absolutely wonderful fantasy drawings.
Mm.
And, but she was going to the University of Southern Colorado studying fine art, and her professors, you know, apparently didn't encourage her to do this kind of drawing that she was so good at, but they were having her do, you know, innovative things, they called it. You know, they were having her go out and find junk and put it all together in strange arrangements, you know, kind of ridiculous, meaningless arrangements of junk that you found.
Recycle art.
And they called that innovative art. And so she was doing that instead. So I think a lot of it has to do with the professors at the schools, the communist leftist professors at the schools, you know, discouraging kids that really have talented art and could really be good at doing wonderful things from doing that and instead doing some crazy, you know, nonsense that they call innovative.
All right. Well, I agree with you. I think they do that, too. And I think, you know, we see that a lot of people do get discouraged from a talent that they have. Obviously, that was her passion, was to do the other. And the fact that you thought it was beautiful makes me believe that it truly was. Joe, thank you. Thank you for your input. The Equality Act, I want to get back onto that, because I think that this is something, it has nothing to do maybe perhaps with art, but it has something to do with the heart. And we are all created equal under God. There is no doubt about that in my mind, not one little iota. But there are things that, when we talk about equality, when we talk about women's rights, that this Equality Act will remove, and it already has. Their craziness to please everyone, if that's what it is that they're truly trying to do, is going to hurt someone. And it already has in the women's sports. And it already has in the women's prisons. Now you think, well, who cares about the prisons? Well, we should care. We should have a heart for everyone. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls will be welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
For spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn. CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Okay, I'm going to get into this Equality Act, but first we're going to go to William in Delaware because he has a comment on it. William, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine today, Beth Ann. It's good to hear you again.
Thank you.
Okay, the Equality Amendment, if I'm correct, is this is the new version or revision of what used to be the Equal Rights Amendment from the 70s?
Well, they want us to believe that, but this goes way beyond anything that was trying to do.
I agree, because some of the info I have, of course, living here in Delaware, which is a blue state, and of course Delaware gave the country Joe Biden, but that's a whole story for another time.
Should we say thank you?
Please just take him. We don't want him anyway.
You're trying to give him away because you're done with him. Okay, I got you.
Thank God. Listen, yes, the problem with this, living here and having, a sizable liberal constituency in the Wilmington, which is a capital area, the primary push of this new bill or ideal is to give the homosexual and similar communities much more leverage to have what they call family rights. They want to be able to adopt heterosexual children. They want protection and from and things like Social Security benefits upon marriage partners, which I will say they already have here in Delaware by state regulation. But also worse, they want to do what I think is the most frightening thing. They're pushing for what's called intergenerational relationships. Basically, they want to legitimize pedophilia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is the most frightening aspect of this, which I'm sure you know of. And
yes.
That just attacks the family at its heart, and it is right out of the pit of hell.
You know, what this act does is exactly what you're saying. It's giving rights to others, but in doing so, it's taking rights away from.
Yes, and it's decriminalizing what we have on the books as moral laws and laws which protect the family and the structure of the family and our Christian values.
Yes.
That is what it attacks.
They have to destroy that in order to take this nation down. And they're, unfortunately, we've sat back and been too tolerant and allowed that. So I appreciate it, William. I want to share this information. I think you'll find it informative.
Yes, please go ahead. I'll listen on the air.
All right, thank you. The Equality Act. This is coming from... what is this coming from? I think this is coming from National Review. It says it's nothing more than coercion. Conservatives have traditionally been opposed to legislation prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. They have believed that market pressures, changing social views, and sub-federal legislation could adequately address problems of wrongful discrimination, while federal legislation would create potential harms to religious freedom. But the Equality Act, now gaining steam in Congress, goes considerably further than that and deserves determined opposition. And at the top of this article, just like I was saying from the beginning of the show, integrity seems to be lacking and hypocrisy seems to be bounding in this nation. It says here that under the law, all federally funded entities, from educational programs, that's college sports teams, school bathrooms, to public accommodations, women's shelters, and locker rooms, would be forced to interpret sex to include gender identity. In other words, to treat men as women if they identify as such and vice versa. Now, stop and think about this if you've got a child in school. It's one thing for adults to deal with it, and it shouldn't be done there either. But think about the children. Already we are seeing the harmful effects of such policies. In the state of Connecticut, two biological male students who self-identified as transgender finished first and second in the events in the girls' high school track championship. A biological man asked the Massachusetts Attorney General's office to force a woman's spa to wax his private parts. Think about this. Just think how far this is going. In Palm Springs, California, three teenage girls encountered a naked man showering in the women's locker room. All of these incidents are part of a social and legal revolution that the Equality Act would advance. This lacks integrity. It lacks in responsibility. And it takes away the rights of women, of biological females. Such arrangements would clearly be easily exploited by, as William would say, predators. Sex offenders across the United States have been able to get access to women's spaces by identifying as female. Women at Federal Detention Center in Texas sued the government on the grounds that being housed with male inmates put them at risk of sexual abuse. In the UK, the Ministry of Justice confirmed the findings of women's rights groups that more than 40% of prisoners identifying as transgender are registered sex offenders, that they were registered sex offenders. The inquiry was conducted after a male rapist who self-identified as transgender sexually assaulted several female inmates. Another troubling section, it says, of the Equality Act is its finding that the conversion therapy is a form of discrimination. This is worrisome because the term conversion therapy, originally used to describe the controversial practice of trying to change a person's sexual orientation, is increasingly misapplied to tried, tested, and ethical treatments for gender-confused youth that range from counseling to watching and watchful waiting. I heard them talking about this on the news the other night. They were interviewing a doctor who's a pediatrician. He was talking about the harmful emotional and physical harm that it does to these children when they let a child start dictating what they want to be. We know that children are confused often. This act is going to be devastating to this nation. As devastating as, and as maybe even more dangerous, because we kind of scoff and we laugh about the Green New Deal because it's so stupid. This is even worse. But everyone, you see the word equality. Well, of course everyone's equal. Yes. When we talk about the Green New Deal and we talk about climate change and they go, what, you don't believe in science? But apparently science doesn't go along with who you are, biology. Biology doesn't matter in equality. Science doesn't matter. It's just like William from Delaware was saying, it's the breaking down of the family unit, the breaking down of morality. And you're going to say, Beth, you're just anti, you're a homophobe. No, I'm not. But I am, I think I have some common sense most of the time. You don't put the boys with the girls, and you don't put the girls with the boys and expect there not to be problems, because there's going to be problems, whether they're healthy or perverted. There's going to be problems, and it's removing the rights of biological females, but they don't seem to care about that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are in the final segment of today's show. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. On this issue of integrity, people need to understand what that means, okay? Right out of the dictionary, it is the uncompromising, that's the key word there, uncompromising adherence to moral and ethical principles. Okay, now where do your moral and ethical principles come from? The only legitimate ones come from God, as set forth in His law in the Bible. And the vast majority of the population of this country have no clue as to what God's law says about pretty much anything.
I agree.
So that's the biggest problem we've got, and that leads into your other issue of stupidity. It is stupid not to obey God, because then you wind up with all these problems we have today. And because our forefathers, for the last 200 years, have been ignoring the laws of God, we now wind up in a society that goes right along with the movie of Idiocracy. The entire society is stupid, and the stupidest guy gets elected president. If you've ever seen that movie.
No, I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, it's a futuristic movie of where this country is headed. You know.
Some would say that's where we are, but I don't feel that way right now.
Well, we pretty much are. You know, because the people have no integrity, they keep electing people to office who have no integrity.
Definitely.
And then they complain because they go beyond the pale with these idiot laws that they come up with.
Right.
You know, every time somebody in a position of authority or power tells you to do something, you better be able to go to the Bible and say, nope, that's not what it says here. And this is the only law book on planet Earth.
Well, and that's
millions,
why they...
millions of books they've written are law books. Only that book is the law book for this planet, and no other.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Neil. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. You know, we're talking about integrity and hypocrisy, and the hypocrisy is abounding. And we see it in these elected officials, as Neil was pointing out. And as we're just going through, we're just getting started in the 2020 election, folks. I mean, we are just getting started. Well, Bernie Sanders came out of the closet this week. He is a millionaire. He's a socialist that's a millionaire. And he's having to make up excuses for it, and it's kind of comical. Because his reasoning now, and it, you know, he hates capitalism, yet it's capitalism that he's a millionaire, right? And he's not making any apologies for being a millionaire, he said. I'm not going to apologize for it. He's also not going to give up his wealth. But he said he wrote a book and it was a bestseller. But you know how they do that? I'd never heard of his book. I still don't know the name of it, I don't think. But there's companies that they pay to buy X amount of their books up to put it on a bestseller list. Have you ever wondered about that? Because everybody's got a bestseller. You know, and here I am. I'm starting to write my book. I have a Pink Hat 2 book. And I'm thinking, well, will I be a bestseller? Well, probably not, because I'm not going to have the money to pay this company to buy up X amount of books so it can make the bestseller list. I'll consider it a bestseller if just all of you buy one. How's that? I got to get it done first. So the hypocrisy there. And then he's talking about the taxes. But he himself is not willing to pay those. And he said it in his town hall. The hypocrisy and the lack of integrity and honesty. It's crazy. It's crazy what we put up with. But integrity means uncompromising, and we have compromised ourselves down a very deep, deep, dark hole. Well, the unions are concerned over what's going on with the Democrat Party. They've always been Democrats, you know. But the Democrats aren't supporting the union so much anymore. They're not talking about, they call it kitchen table economics. It says here these people care about what's happening there, that they can feed and take care of their families. They're not out to be millionaires. They want to get along. They'd like to not be in debt. It says the people that are into politics, the people who like sideshows, they're into that. He's talking about what they're talking about in the arena. They're talking about social issues. They're talking about restructuring the Supreme Court. They're talking about all these idiotic things. It's all about their jobs, not your jobs. He says the masses just want to feed their families. So, I would dare say that it's a great possibility, maybe not the leaders of the unions, but that those, the workers of the unions, the Democrat Party's going to lose their votes if they don't cut this stuff out. And they're not going to cut it out. What's the other? The Mueller report coming out. Even, let's see, who was it? I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. But anyway, he was even saying that, Dershowitz, he was saying the hypocrisy of what the left now is doing with the Mueller report and Mr. Mueller. You know, he was their savior. Now he's not. He didn't do what they wanted him to do. He didn't find out what they wanted. He did exactly what they wanted him to do. He stalled that sucker for over 2 years, wasn't it? Making a mass hit on the president constantly, day in and day out. He did what they wanted him to do, but now they've got to turn on him because the findings weren't what they wanted. The findings were exactly what they knew it was going to be. If you think they didn't know all along, then you need to take the blinders off. And, of course, the other thing, and I was hoping we'd talk a little bit more about that, but we're about out of time, is President Donald Trump's fantastic genius idea, take it for what it is, of pushing all these folks into the sanctuary cities, talking about the illegal aliens. And guess what? Now, all those same people that say, oh, we have to have compassion, we have to care about these people. No, no, don't put them in my city. And Cher, who has been anti-Trump all the way, is saying, we can't do this. We can't even take care of our own vets. How are we going to take care of all these other people? Well, they should have thought of that before. I don't know what's going to happen. I doubt that he's really going to do that. But they have to go somewhere. You can only have so many tent cities on the border. They have to go somewhere, and they don't want you to send them back. So maybe they need to take them into their houses, inside the wall of Nancy Pelosi. Folks, integrity and hypocrisy. Integrity is a thing of the past, it would seem, today, at least in the political arena of the world. and hypocrisy seems to be ruling the world. To take away women's rights and give it to somebody that's confused and doesn't know who they are or what they are is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You know, Neil's correct. There's only one book of law. We need to get it out and read it. We need to live it. And it's only then that we will bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. So the unborn...